Hi, this is David Yanez, and I just want to take a couple of minutes just to talk to you about our last trip to South Africa. It's amazing, and I just want to take maybe just a few minutes, 4 or 5 minutes here, just to tell you about something amazing that happened out there. Very humbling experiences to me. We just go to these places. We don't know all the stories. We don't know all the things that just trickle along after you've been through some place, or what people are expecting when you get back and stuff. And it's a blessing. It's such a blessing to see God just move in an amazing way and able to touch and move and change things for us. We've seen so many people touched, so many people blessed from our first trip. We went 4 months ago in April, and we've seen some amazing things happen then. So much power, so much anointing. But it's when I came back. I'm going through it. To go work out. I'm going to a gym to go do some boxing. I do a little bit of boxing just to keep my cardio up for these kind of trips and stuff. And as I'm going through and we're seeing all the things that God is doing, and I'm going to the gym, just getting to relax. And I'm walking through there, and a young man pulls me over. He tells me, "Hey, Dr. Yanez, good to see you. Good to see that you're here, and I'm glad that you're visiting my gym. I'm glad that you're coming to my city. I just want to tell you, I was at your meetings in April, and God touched me. And I'll be at service tonight." And I shook his hand, and I said, "Wow, okay, well, God bless you, man." I'm thinking, in the middle of nowhere, I'm in a gym, and nobody knows me. I don't have no membership there. I'm using my friend's day pass to get in to go work out, and someone there knew me, and they seen God touch them, and it was humbling. So I went to go work out and did my 45-minute, 50-minute session, and we went to go back to go get some more water and go wait for my friends to pick me up. And as I'm walking there, another person stops me, and she's related to the young man, and she said, "I wanted to tell you, Dr. Yanez, I had to come out and tell you this. The last time you were here in April, you prayed for me." Now, I had a colon issue, and I had issues to where my back had pain, my stomach had pain. It was very discomforting. I had to take laxatives just to go to the restroom. And the minute you prayed for me, I had no more symptoms. In fact, today, even today, 4 months later, I haven't taken a laxative. I'm completely healed. God healed me. Isn't that awesome? In the middle of a gym, in the middle of a jungle where I don't even know people, God has touched them. God has moved on them. And it's just humbling to me. And then she tells me, and this young man over there, God touched him too. And I go, "How? What was his sickness? What did God touch him of?" I'm just interested because I don't get the reports. I just go through cities and pray for hundreds of people at a time, and I hear testimonies in the line. I may get a phone call or an email here and there, but there's stuff that I'll never hear. And she goes, "He was a drug addict. He was addicted to drugs, and God moved and God touched him. God changed his life. The minute you prayed for him, he never wanted to use drugs again. And God delivered him from that." Well, I'm telling you this right now, my friends. I'm telling you this right now. God is able to change things for you. God is able to move things for you. If God can touch people all the way in South Africa, your very beautiful place, and God can minister to people over there. And I tell you what it is. It's not just because I go out and pray. It's not just because I go out there and preach. It's because I believe the Word of God. I use the Word of God every place I go. I was asked to go preach in an Anglican church, and I just went and preached. Never preached in an Anglican church. I'm not Catholic. Never been raised up Catholic. They're even calling me Father David during the prayer line, and I'd say, "Yes, my child." I just played the role. I just jumped in and did what God had me to do. And during that time, I preached the Word of God. Now, if you preach the Holy Bible, and you just preach the Word of God, and you just preach it, and you just believe it, then I tell you, my friends, it will change people's lives. It'll go across denominational barriers. The Word of God will be mixed with the Holy Ghost, and hopefully, as the Scripture says, mixed with faith. The same Word was preached unto you as unto them, but it wasn't mixed with faith and didn't produce anything for them, is what the Word of God says, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's very true. You have to mix it with faith. Now, those people were touched because I truly believe this. Every word that I pray, I believe God will move. I believe God will change people's lives. This is called the prayer of faith. When you just pray and pray the prayer of faith to believe. Prayer of faith and just believe. The Bible says, "So shall the word that proceed out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the very things that I send it." I'm going to believe God right now. I'm going to believe God right now that God's going to touch you. that God's going to change things in your life. Father, we pray right now that you touch everyone listening to this, everyone viewing this, that they will be able to be blessed, that they will be able to be anointed, that their lives are changed, that healing is gone, Father. Healing is gone through their body, gone throughout their body, Father. Sickness is gone and shall not return a second time, according to Nahum 1:9. I believe it, that they are healed, backs are healed, necks are healed, knees are healed. Father, I believe eyes are healed, ears are healed, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, there's no difference of praying in South Africa and seeing hundreds touched, or praying over the airways, Father, and seeing people blessed. Father, we believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen to me, my friends. I'll be making more videos like this, and hopefully you're on our YouTube channel or on our Vimeo channel or any of our channels, and you're watching some of this and you're being blessed. Just share it. Let people know that are sick. You know, it's hard to get up every day and be excited about God when sickness is holding you down. Now, you can get to heaven. Praise God. You know, your sickness has nothing to do with your salvation. It doesn't matter. You're saved. You're going to go to heaven. But it's easy to live strongly for God when you're healthy, you're moving, you're believing. It's easier to stand up and be exuberant, excited about the faith. And God wants to see you healed. There was a lady in South Africa that I prayed on April. And when I prayed for her, it was an amazing thing because she was bound for 14 years with a busted leg from a car accident. The minute she got healed, we all knew in the prayer line, she was jumping up and down. I gave her the microphone. And I tell you what. She testified about the goodness of God. All right, I'll catch you next time. God bless.